Richard Pascoe, our tech guy, and lots of subjects to talk about this week, of course, and in the world of cyberspace and emails and phones and all that sort of stuff. Now, how did this happen? Normally through spam emails. Now, spam emails, it's getting almost to a crisis point, isn't it?
It is, but businesses are getting their data encrypted, Paul, and this is what really concerns me. So they've had to pay nearly $1.4 million so far this year to basically get access to their files, because what happens is they click this email or they go to a website and suddenly everything is encrypted on their computer. The first thing that will actually pop up, Paul, is don't call the police, and they'll try and get you to pay it all in Bitcoin. We've had, you know, $1.4 million. Don't pay this thing, people. Get some help. It will come up on the screen. Don't get it. Don't call the police. Don't get any help for this, because they want you to pay to go along and get your data back. So, you know, one thing, get help, people. If this pops up on your screen, please get help on this. It's normally done, Paul, you've clicked a link in an email, you think nothing's happened, and the email looks very legitimate on there, and then when you reboot your computer, you're locked out. Or you've been to a website that's been compromised as well. Now, the website's a bit harder sometimes, but they're normally junky websites, Paul, that most business should not go to. So the big question is, Paul, you know, how do we stop this happening? We've got to run up-to-date software on there as for a starter. So, you know, keep, you know, if you're in business and you're still running, you know, some 10-year-old computer, can I get you to, you need to upgrade so you don't lose your data. You've got up-to-date operating systems, the latest version of Windows 10. Now, Paul, out there as well, if you're running Outlook, can I get you to turn on junk email filtering? Have a good look for that. Turn it on.
Right.
Nearly every computer I go to, nobody seems to have that turned on. Or use an online email account, Gmail, or if you're in business, there is a business-grade Office 365 account. These are things that will stop all of this happening and make sure you're not locked out. But the biggest thing, Paul, is can you have a backup? You can have a backup, Paul, but people don't do this. I saw somebody here last week, and he called me in way after the event. He said, my backup didn't work. That's no help to anybody. So make sure you got backups. OneDrive with Office 365 would rescue you from your encryption, because you can wind it all back to before it was encrypted. Dropbox, wind it all back before it was encrypted. And there are software solutions as well. I put all of this up on the website, but if you're in business, you have to be aware that, you know, if you don't want to lose everything, you need to take some precautions.
And what is that website?
TalkTech.com.au.
Beautiful. Now, what about your browser? And maybe the browser's not working as it should. Maybe time to maybe reset your browser?
It is. Occasionally, you'll get issues with your browser. Your search engine changes to some obscure one. Pop-ups start appearing. All browsers can be reset, so it puts everything back the way it should be. In Chrome, it's very easy to do that. It's in this advanced settings in Edge. It's in privacy and security. So if your browser's not working as it should, have a good look at that, reset it, and it becomes a brand new experience for you, Paul.
Okay. Now, what about, now we're talking with Richard Pascoe, our tech guy here on Fab FM. Now, opening a PDF, we do, Marion and I open PDFs on a daily basis doing the radio station. Should we rely on Adobe?
Probably not in the end. Adobe Reader, which is nearly on everybody's computer out there, it seems to be the default for everything. But you can actually open, and there is an update to Adobe every week, because of security issues that it has. So Edge, which is the browser that comes with Windows 10, actually will let you open up PDFs, and you can annotate in them, which means you can make notes on them. You can fill in those boxes, Paul, that appear sometimes. You know, when you've got to add your name and address and everything?
Yeah.
You can go along and do all of those, but you can do it in Edge as well. If you're on an Apple computer as well, you don't have to use Adobe. Preview comes on there as well. Preview got some powerful features on there as well, such as if somebody sends you a large PDF or you make a large PDF, you can shrink it right down so you can email it. PDFs actually stand for Portable Document Format, Paul.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, Yeah, so it was introduced to ease that sharing of documents between computers and operating system platforms. So you can send a PDF between a Windows computer and an Apple computer, or from an Apple computer to an Android device, and we can open them up on all of them. But, you know, have a look at it, you know, about getting off of Adobe. I just think it's a good idea.
Good stuff. And now, you did start a little thing going, and one of our listeners, actually, Greg from Innisfail, said, oh, he'd love to hear this again. You came up with a crap app. Can you come up with one this week?
I do, Paul. I love the crap app thing. WinZip. And people will say, what do you mean, Richard? WinZip. WinZip is installed on nearly everybody's computer out there. When you bought your computer, can nearly guarantee if you go into your program files, WinZip is there. It's not needed anymore, Paul. It hasn't been needed probably the last 10 years.
Right. But what was WinZip? Why was it ever created?
It was created so you get a bunch of files and you would literally zip them up into a folder and send them to somebody. So Windows actually does all of that on its own and has done it since Windows Vista. So you don't need WinZip anymore. The problem with WinZip is there are many fake WinZip sites out there that actually offer you a paid upgrade, and WinZip can bring in malware into your computer. So to me, don't ever pay for it at all, because, you know, really, and they'll come along and say it's a free trial and that. Don't pay for WinZip. Remember, Windows or File Explorer on Windows can do it all for you, and it really is, it's crap. Get rid of it, Paul.
Crap app. I love it. I love a crap app. Now, I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. Just wanted to find out, you've got the crap app. What's something that you've come across that you go, well, I reckon this would be a good app for people? We should start the app of the week or something like that. What's an app that you could recommend to us to have a bit of fun with, or could help us along the line?
Along the line, Paul, and you have put me on the spot, as you do. I mean, we always talk about Shazam on there as well, which I absolutely love. If you haven't got Shazam on your phone, do yourself a favour, folks. Go out and get Shazam. When Paul plays a great song, as he does all day, as Fab FM does all day long, you can go along and say, what is that song? Shazam it. And if you're on Apple Music, you can go along and add it to your iPhone straight away. It puts the lyrics up there, puts the video clip up there. Shazam's got some great new features, so absolutely love Shazam.
No, it is fantastic, you know, because so many people, and I've told them about Shazam, but a lot of people don't know about Shazam, and it's right. If you're listening to Fab FM and you go, oh, I love that song, you just press the little Shazam and magically, by the way, how the hell does Shazam work it out? How does it work it out? Can you explain in layman's terms how it works?
It listens to a section of the song. It's amazing. It really is. It uses artificial intelligence. So it will pick up the music and the lyrics of the song, transmit it back to, in layman's terms, back to a big computer on the other side of the world over the internet. And it runs through every song that it's got in its database and finds that piece of music. And then goes, that's the piece of thing I know. Zaps it all back to your phone. It's an amazing thing. It really is.
It is. And it would be going through millions upon millions of songs. And sometimes it might be thinking, oh, I need to go through the music, and it might take 5, 6, 7 seconds. But other times you'll put it, it'll take, maybe 2 seconds, and bang, it's up there. Yep. And they've added, as you rightly say, they've now added the video of the person performing the song.
Which is wonderful.
Oh, it's great.
It really is. Yes.
It is great.
No, I love Shazam.
All right. Thank you very much, Richard. Give us your website again, because it's worth going to Richard's website. If there's a lot of information there, and problem solving if you've got a computer. So especially if a lot of the kids know about computers, you know, ask a kid about it. But if you're, say, later in life and you've got onto computers, sometimes you just, I just don't know how that works. Get on to Richard's website, which is?
TalkTech.com.au. All the things we talked about this morning, the browsers, the PDFs are all up there, Paul.
Thanks, mate. That is Richard Pascoe every single Friday at this time.